It's been a horrible week for many people in Manchester and far beyond. The attack at the MEN Arena on Monday night was an atrocity which has left many families in desperate grief and so many teenagers and parents in confusion and dismay. I was in Stepping Hill Hospital all day on Tuesday, and all of the staff there were only a too aware that their colleagues were working hard with a number of those injured the night before. I was outside the churchyard wall on Tuesday night with about 150 people, mainly teenagers and parents, coming together, walking down Park Lane together, lighting candles together, putting them on the churchyard wall, talking, hugs, a passionate speech or two together. And it's important to continue to reflect on what has happened in our part of the world, in the light of what has happened in other parts of the world too this week. Egypt, the Philippines, Somalia. In order to try and help continued reflection, I've written a pastoral letter to address some of the issues and to encourage us to hear Jesus' words and follow Jesus' example in troubling times. So on your way out, please do take a pastoral letter, if you will. And for now, let's have a few quiet moments to pay tribute to the dead and injured, their families and friends, and all who have helped at great cost and sacrifice. Now we turn to our little series, and our main theme is the continuation of the mini-series we've called Faith Pictures. And again, we start with pictures which God gave, which Jesus gave. When people don't particularly want to listen, what did God do? Just saying something often isn't heard, but saying something with a picture is harder for people to ignore. Saying something with a picture often gets you heard in a very noisy world. God knows. So he often used pictures. Jesus knows. He often used pictures. And surely in this, as well as in everything else, we should follow our leader, shouldn't we? And in order for our witness to be heard in a noisy world, we should try to use pictures, faith pictures, more. Let's look at the two pictures that were in the readings today. First of all, the one in Amos 8. It would be handy if you looked it up because there's a bit of text work. It's Amos 8, verses 1 and 2, page 954 in the Church Bibles, probably a similar page number if you've brought your own Bible. Amos chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. So here's the question, what's the picture? Verse 1, this is what the Lord God showed me, a basket of summer fruit. Now this wasn't just a nice looking fruit bowl, because for the Old Testament people of God, this was a symbol of God's generous provision. This was a sort of harvest festival bowl of fruit. It showed that God had provided generously and that their overflowing wealth was from God's hand. And so at the Feast of Booths, which was their harvest festival, one of them, the basket of ripe fruit was brought in, the harvest was on display. God's generosity towards his people was celebrated. So you can see that was a very nice picture for the people who were listening. But then the Lord did something rather devastating with a play on words. And you can see it in the text and the notes of our Bibles. See, it starts well, that picture. And in verse 2, God said, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Now, look in your Bibles. The word for ripe fruit there, ripe fruit it is really, at harvest time. Can you see the note Y, referring to the note at the bottom, Y, the Hebrew word kaitz. Kaitz. But then, this picture, as they understand it, goes rather pear-shaped. Excuse the pun. Because then the Lord said to me, verse 2b, the end has come upon my people Israel. Now, see note Z next to the word end. See, ripe fruit, kaitz, sounds very like the word for end, can you see? Which is ket. So the Lord's presenting a sort of word play. Subtle, clever, but making a devastating point. In the middle of a picture that they were so enjoying, suddenly a sort of punch in the guts to wake them up. Yes, the fruit is ripe for harvest. And I can see you're enjoying the harvest festival, but you need to hear this. You, my people, are ripe. That's what ketz means. It's that they are ripe. So here's the message. You think you're prosperous and things are going great, but really, you're under judgment. You are ripe for harvest, and that means you are about to be consumed or go rotten. It's not the fruit being ripe which matters here, kaitz. It's yourselves being ripe, ketz, which means an end is coming. Well, what a picture. How else would the Lord break through their complacency but with such a picture? How else would they finally wake up to the reality of God's judgment upon their faithless self-satisfaction but with a picture? The Lord knows the great value of a good picture. It's actually not just the Lord who knows the great value of a good picture. My children, not so children now, often give me feedback on my sermons. Just before Christmas, it was getting very long feedback from Alex. He was listening to them on the website. But something that both of them often say is, you need to use more illustrations, Dad. You need to use more good pictures that explain things. And it's true, isn't it? It's hard to find them very often, but it is true. We like a good picture to help us see what's going on. It's not only God who sees the value of pictures. Now, let's turn to the second reading, which is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13. This is in the New Testament section, page 15. This is part of the section of the parables of the kingdom. And Jesus gives a very similar picture to the one in Amos 8. In chapter 13, verses 1 to 35, Jesus has been speaking to the crowds in parables. And then in verses 36 and following, he explains one of his parables to the disciples and then leaves them with three powerful pictures. In verse 44, the treasure buried in the field. In verse 45, the pearl of great price. And in verse 47 and following, the fishing net. We'll focus on the last one, because it's so very similar to Amos 8 and the basket of fruit. It's a simple picture of God's judgment on the day he appoints. Now, people often don't want to know about that. But Jesus says even if people don't want to know, they need to know. And a good way of helping us to know is through a well-chosen picture. And, as it is here, three pictures in a row. So in these pictures, Jesus is saying the kingdom of heaven is like this. And what he's saying is when you start to acknowledge that God is king, he's in charge, then this is part of what you need to know. He's the king and he wants you to know this. There will be a final judgment. Now, Jesus could just have said that. There will be a final judgment. But really, that wasn't good enough. He wanted to say it in a way which would stay with them, which would cause them to be more likely to respond now. So he said it with a picture, and it's a fishing picture. Half of the disciples were fishermen, weren't they? So they would have loved this picture to start with anyway. Verse 47. Again, said Jesus, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So let's start with the picture. The fishing net was one that half of those disciples would have used in the Sea of Galilee. It had floats all the way along the top and had weights all the way along the bottom. So it was like a large wall of net that was dragged, pulled through the water. And as the boat pulled it through the water, it collected all of the fish. Whichever fish were in the way, they got caught in this net. So they were all gathered in. Every fish was gathered in. And then on the beach afterwards, there's the judgment. It's a sort of two-way thing, the judgment. There's the baskets and the waste bin. So all of the fish which are good for eating go in the basket for market. And all of the fish which can't be used are thrown away. And this is the picture which Jesus gives of God's judgment on the last day. And it's very good news for some and it's bad news for others. So the point is this, get ready now. Now we might prefer to ignore this part of what Jesus has to say about the future for everyone. But with a picture like this, it's harder to ignore. And it's a picture which, beginning, we like in order to help hear a truth we might not like, but we need to hear and we need to receive and we need to respond to. Jesus will be our judge. Get to know him now. Jesus has shown how the judgment will go. Make sure you're in the right basket now. It's no good pretending it won't happen and avoiding the seriousness of the consequences. We need to respond. You need to respond. I need to respond. Everyone needs to respond. And to help everyone to respond and give people every chance to respond, Jesus uses pictures. So with the help of this home group course, Faith Pictures, why don't we follow Jesus in that too? Let's pray. Please be with us in all our thoughts and feelings, Lord. And we thank you for your word, which breaks into our minds and hearts. Please help us to hear and receive and respond as you would wish, for your name's sake. Amen.